Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is when plurals have no singular. A listener named Brent called in with this question.
Hi, Grammar Girl. This is Brent. I have a question. How come pants, trousers, slacks, corduroys are all plural, even though there's only one of them? Thank you.
Guest writer Sal Glynn writes, nouns are sociable. They like to be more than singular. A tooth hangs out with teeth, a matrix is bored without the company of matrices, and a crisis can't wait to mingle with other crises. Even proper nouns that are the names of places and people enjoy being a few instead of one. There are too many Henricks in this boat for my taste, said Daphne. But in every community there's an exception, and a plural noun may refuse to be singular, like those in Brent's examples. This type of noun is known as a defective noun, also called pluritantum. The appearance of these words is more the effect of time on language than the fault of lexicographers. Besides occurring in English, defective nouns also occur in Arabic, Greek, and Latin. Let's start with the measles. The name for the nasty childhood illness that's caused unknown days of missed schooling comes from the Middle English miseli. That was the name given to the red circle characteristic of the highly contagious disease. But since the miseli rarely showed up as one, its plural came into use and shoved out the singular. Measles is a noun that can take a singular or a plural verb. You could say, measles is caused by a virus, or the measles are making Daphne crazy. On to scissors. The Latin had it right when this cutting tool was called scissoria, with a C, which meant cutting instrument. Sometime in the 16th century, the word started being spelled with an S instead of a C. Scissors, because it became confused or intermingled with the Latin word scissor, with an S like we spell it today, which means tailor. You can call the two-bladed cutting tool simply scissors, or you can call it a pair of scissors. And finally, getting to Brent's question, what about pants? According to Esquire magazine, the stylish man calls them trousers, the unstylish man calls them slacks, the antiquated and most likely extinguished man calls them breeches, and the indifferent man calls them pants. The word pants originated from the French pantaloon, meaning tights, and comes from the character named Pantaloun in a 16th century Italian comedy. Pantaloun was a ridiculous old man who wore tight pants to show off his skinny legs. How this happened is anyone's guess. Going back even further, Pantaleone is from the Greek and means all compassionate. I think my guest writer Sal is trying to punish me with all the foreign words in this episode. I apologize because I'm sure I've mispronounced at least some of them. You can see the proper spellings on the website. Sometime in 1840, pantaloon became pants and has been plural ever since. Cut a pair of pants in half and you have a wrecked pair of pants. There can be a pant leg, but pants remains pants. As an aside, the phrase to fly by the seat of your pants comes from World War II, when pilots monitored the condition of their planes by the engine vibrations coming through their pants. Now that you understand how to use measles, scissors, and pants, remember, the quick and dirty tip is that defective nouns are the same, whether you're talking about one or 100 of them, and they are the way they are because of quirks in the way words evolve through the ages. Thanks to this week's guest writer, Sal Glynn, the author of the award-winning book, The Dog Walked Down the Street, an outspoken guide for writers who want to publish. Find out more about Sal at his blog, dogwalkeddownthestreet.blogspot.com. Finally, do you want to get Grammar Girl and other great shows from Quick and Dirty Tips streamed to your iPhone? If so, download Stitcher free today at stitcher.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.